Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for June 8th in the year 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise. All background noise when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Kevin Freeman.
Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters. Let's go and talk to our Father. Lord, Lord, our God, we come to you once again, dear Lord, just giving thanks, dear Lord, that we're able to just see another day that you allowed us. You continue to just bless us with the air that we breathe, the weather, dear Heavenly Father. You just good to us. You gave us your Son, dear Lord, who thought not robbery, who came and died for us. Dear Lord, we just thank you for just being able to move about, dear Heavenly Father. You bless us with finances, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just ask you to forgive us if it's anything that's not pleasing in your sight, dear Lord. Let us keep our focus on you. As the song was saying, you are able, dear Lord. You are able to do anything in this world, dear Heavenly Father, because you made it. And dear Lord, we just thank you for our pastor, his daughter, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, I thank you for my church family, dear Lord, who just stays on the battlefield fighting, trying to do what you have us to do, dear Lord. Father, I thank you for my family. Dear Lord, I just thank you for all families around the world. Dear Heavenly Father, be with those who's over there in the wars, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, it's so much turmoil going on, dear Heavenly Father. Evil, dear Lord. We just ask you to intervene. We know all everything is in your hands, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we just thank you for jobs and just for love, dear Lord. Let us show love as we go out, dear Heavenly Father, telling them about you, dear Father. Dear Lord, I just thank you for all the organizations of First Baptist Church, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, you're so good. Thank you for those who provide this Wednesday night service, dear Lord. Thank you for your messages all around the world. Even though we also just want to give thanks for your prophets, dear Lord, who walk the earth, dear Lord, telling all about you. Dear Lord, I just thank you for just everything you do. In your Son, named Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen.
We will now have our scripture reading. Let me just double check. Okay. We will have our scripture reading by Sister Sandra Ulmer.
Good evening. I'll be reading Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor in the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. God's word is blessed.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Parrish Rembert, Sr.
Good evening to everyone that is on the line this evening. First, let us give thanks to our Lord and Savior for allowing us to be in the number one more time. Let us pray. Father God, it is in your name we come today thanking you for your many blessings. Thank you, Father God, for just keeping us from one day to the next one. And Father God, and we thank you for allowing us to be able to get eat in the prayer service one more time. And Lord, and we ask that you continue bless each and every person on the line this evening. And Father God, and if they have anything that they need to you to do for them, we are bringing it to the altar now. And we're going to leave it there because we know, Lord, that you're able to do all things. We want to thank you for what you've already done and thank you for what you're going to do. And we ask you, Lord God, to continue to be with us, lead us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. We thank you, Father God, for taking care of our young people. Asking you, Father God, to continue to watch over, take care of them. Lord, because the devil is seems to be preying on them, but Lord God, we know that You have it all under control, and you're going to take care of it all. We thank you, Father God, for all who asked, and their prayer was answered. We thank you for answering prayer today, and we pray, Lord, that you will continue what have you to do. Father God, we ask you to be with us, keep us under your protective care. We thank you and praise your holy name. We ask that you bless us all. Pray for Pastor Tucker and his family, the First Baptist Church family, our spiritual leaders and our government, and all who is in charge of decision-making. We ask that you touch them. Let them know that they need to check with you. Bless us all and keep us. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This is your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. Thank you. We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Deaconess Lois Mays. It's listed that she is a culinary artist in a class all of her own. Deaconess Mays?
Yes.
You may begin.
Bonsoir. Good evening. The message tonight is culinary everywhere. I start traveling around to different places, out the country, across the country. Everywhere I went, I was going to see a sister, brother. They had to take me some place where that was food so I could look at it, taste it, and check it out. Tonight, you will hear my experience. I want to take in everything. Nutritives. Drink 8 glasses of water every day. Eat 5 fruits a day. Mix them together. Be a little patient with me. I mess up sometimes, but they're going to do right tonight. Eat majority of your fresh vegetables raw. Also use virgin extra olive oil instead of butter and margarine. Bake sweet potatoes instead of canned yams. Replace your salt with Mrs. Dash. Those of you who work steadily in different restaurants and kitchens, food safety tip, always clean utensils and wear clean gloves. To me, gloves are supposed to be in 3 places, the box, your hand, and the trash can. If you are new at a restaurant, and the chef said, FIFO. FIFO means first in and first out. Don't stand on a food line and someone bring you a batch of chicken. The old chicken is up front, and then you tell them, put it in the back. Oh, no, that's not FIFO. Okay, cooking techniques. Steaming. A very technique was used to lower the temperature. Grilling. Grilling is a very healthy way to cook your food. Sauteing in French means to jump at a low temperature. Well, I have studied about different kinds of food. I did research on my own, little by little. Baba ghanoush, that's a Middle Eastern dish consisting of eggplant, olive oil, herbs, and you spread it on pita bread and eat it like that. Black beans, a popular vegetable for many Latin American and Caribbean dishes. Some of the people I met in person. Black-eyed peas. Everybody, most I've met, I talk about black-eyed peas. They say, oh, I know you're from the South. I say, yeah, that's where they're raised. I said, can I share something with you? Did you know black-eyed peas originated from Asia during the slave trade? So one man, he approached me, he said, do you know what you're talking about? I said, well, next time I see you all the time, check your history. He come looking for me. He said, you are right. Okay, brioche, that's French bread. Made with lots of eggs and butter. Okay, chicken. Chicken descended wild fowls from the jungle of Asia. Although a common grocery item in many households today, the chicken was always in every one pot. Most people do love chicken. It has so many recipes. Feta cheese, a mild Greek cheese made from goat milk. Guacamole. It's originated from Mexico. Can you imagine that? Avocado dish. Hummus. Middle Eastern dish. Chickpeas, garlic. Middle Eastern native. Use it as a dip. Jus. That's a French word meaning juice. If you go into a restaurant and you see the name says roast beef au jus, that means it's in its own natural dishes. Quiche, a Jewish pastry, which is made of filling of potatoes, cheese, ground meat, and goats. Ossobuco, that's an Italian dish. Veal braised with olive oil and soaked in wine with tomato sauce. Pasta. Most people, bear with me, you all. I have to use my glass to see a lot of things. Italian, Mediterranean neighbors. Original. So few people realize that the Italian Marco Polo brought noodles to Italy from China. But however, historical documents says noodles probably came from Central Asia. Well, we want to talk a little about rice. Rice brought to America during the importation of African slaves. We've not always had rice, but half of the world now, population in the United States, in the farmers' markets. Oh, Arkansas, California, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, and Texas supply most of that tasted pasta. Well, we all talk a little about salsa. Salsa is a Mexican word for sauce. A broad selection of salsa. Oh, you can get it fresh, canned, or in the jar. But it's very good. Sugar. Sugar once was called white gold because of the cost. The wealthy class were the only people could afford this spice in the 4th century. Tennis. Tradition served on Rosh Hashanah. This sweet Jewish dish consists of fruits, meats, and vegetables. You will see that around a lot of the Jewish holidays. Okay. Everybody knows about watermelon. Watermelon is the native of Africa. The tasty fruit can be used in a variety of dishes. For example, Asians love to toast watermelon seeds, pickle rounds, in many other parts of the world. Most of the time, if you go all over the deep south, you will see watermelon. A lot of people own farms. They used to give it away. But it's so costly now, they can't afford to give it away. So, I enjoy being here tonight, telling you about just some of my experience. Some of you know me of, and some of you don't. Every chance I get, I've traveled across the country and the United States. Supposed to go down and have a good time, but somebody got to show me about some food markets so I can go look at it find all about it. Get a brochure on it. Study, research. Thank you so much for listening to me tonight, and have a good afternoon. Thank you that all had something to do with me getting me on the line. Anytime you want me, I'm available. Thank Pastor Tucker for all his effort. He always helping everybody. Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you. I won't want no more. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about you all, but Deaconess Mays, her message sure made me hungry. We are going to open the lines to show our appreciation for Deaconess Mays and her message. The lines will be open for 20 seconds.
Thank you, Susan Mays, for that message. Yours your message.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you. I love you all.
Thank you.
Love you so much.
We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Frank D. Tucker.
Surely we thank God again for another blessed opportunity to come together as a church family to our hour of prayer. We have been blessed by all of the participants who have shared in the services tonight, and we certainly thank Sister Mays for providing for us her experience and her desiring and enjoying the foods of this life. And surely as we think on the fact of what we eat and the searching and going around and searching, we do know that we need the bread of heaven. We need to search for that continuously, drawing upon the Spirit of God, allowing him to feed us with his Spirit, feed us with his power, feed us with his word, and allow our hearts and minds to be drawn close to him, that we would be empowered by his presence and his grace. He feeds us, and we thank God for his feeding. We thank God for his providing us strength. And as he provides us strength and empowers us on a continuous basis, we are able to draw close to him and feed ourselves and drink from the fountain above and be able to be empowered by his presence and his Spirit in our lives. Certainly, we are grateful to God for his goodness and his mercy that continuously showers upon us. God indeed is a good God, and we exalt his holy and divine name. We thank God for all who are attending this service, who are sharing in the experience, and we pray God's blessings upon each one of you. We do want you to continue to be with us in our worship experiences on Sunday. This coming Sunday is Youth Sunday. The Reverend Nancy Knight will be preaching, and we are encouraging you to bring and have the young people to join us in our worship hour. We will also be paying a salute to the graduates, those persons who are graduating and moving along in their school. We want to encourage them and lift them up. We thank God for the youth ministry and those persons who are reaching out and making an effort to cause our young people to grow in the spirit and likeness of Christ. We want to also invite you to First Baptist Church. There will be a 311 City Services Information Forum and event sponsored by the City of D.C., the Office of Communications. And what you will have on the June 14th at 10 a.m. at First Baptist Church will be persons there who will provide for the citizens where you can learn about all of the services available through the 311 call. There will be representatives from each department to explain how you can get emergency help or any services available from the city that the city has that's available. You ought to take advantage of that opportunity in at a clock hall on Tuesday, June the 14th at 10 a.m. We encourage you to just learn what's available. Come and learn what's available for you in this experience. We also want you to continue to pray for our sick and shut-in members. Please keep them in your prayers. We do want you to pray for Brother David McCoy. Add him to your list. And we do want you also to pray for Sister Machete, who has been transferred to a rehabilitation center. Look into our letter and get that information, and to pray for her, send her a card, or and all of those persons who are on our sick and shut-in list, and that you know, don't forget them. Pray for them continuously. We would now give you a few moments to make your prayer request. We're going to have 20 seconds with the lines open, that you may lift up the names of individuals who are seeking prayer. 20 seconds.
Pray for the police family. Pray for
the younger family.
Deacon Andrew. Pray for all those that are sick and shut in. I pray for the member of the congregation.
God, our Father, we come before you just now asking that you would hear the cries of your people. You heard the names. We know you hear because you know everything. You know those who stand in need before we even call their names. And so, God, here we are as a people gathered at this moment, calling on you to bless these families, these individuals, the situations that have been lifted up. Oh God, we pray that you would deal with them as only you can do. You know their hearts, you know their minds, you know their spirits. And oh God, we come asking your sustained blessings, that healing will take place, that deliverance will take place. We thank you for your blessing them this day. We ask thy blessings upon First Baptist, O God. We've been a branch of Zion running on this road for many years. We've been gathering around the place of the altar of prayer for many, many years. We started out praying, O God, and here we are still crying unto you, realizing that we need you, Master. We can't make a step without us, but without you. And so, God, hear us. We especially need you to guide us, give us direction, and then inspire us and give us the encouragement that we might be able to continue to fight the battle, that we may be able to do the work and serve as you have called us to do. And then, God, we pray your blessings upon our deacons. Oh, God, may they forever understand their need to be leaders, leaders who are moved and touched by your divine spirit that would be praying deacons, that would be serving deacons, that would be witnessing deacons, that they would not give up their responsibility and duty. And then, God, we pray for the trustees. Have mercy on them, O God, and provide for them the insight, the wisdom, the courage, the commitment that they need, that they too might be able to serve you, to do what is necessary, that we might be able to set the atmosphere of service, of witness, the atmosphere for service in community and about. And then, God, we ask thy blessings upon the deaconess. Be with them, O God, that they may be witnesses on the wall as well, that they may be helpful to folks along the way, that they may be able to encourage individuals. Though they may be weak and weary for the long journey, give them, O God, what they need, that they too may be able to call on your holy and divine name and draw near to your people, that they too might be blessed. And then, God, we ask thy blessings upon all of the groups and organizations in the church, those who have been designed for special purposes and special ministries. We pray, O God, that you would touch them and guide them and give them the insight, the courage, and stamina that they may be able to function as you would want them to function. And then, O God, we pray for each member, one by one. We ask, O God, that you would attend to their needs, if it be your holy and divine. Where they hurt, where they're in pain, where they're suffering, where they're struggling in their own minds and spirit, where they're wondering which way to go, O God, provide what they need, O God, that deliverance might take place and they may be made strong in your name, that they too may become witnesses, that may be able to stand tall and affirm wherever they are their love for you and how you have blessed them and brought them through seen and unseen dangers. Keep them, O God. And then, O God, bless the ministries of our church. Help us, O God, that we may understand the purpose, meaning, and what we are to do to make sure that they survive. We pray, O God, that we may fulfill the mission and charge that you have given to us as a church family. Provide for us as only you can do. And then, God, we ask thy blessings upon each sick person. We pray, O God, that thou would be with them one by one. And, O God, please bless each one. You know them, Lord. Robert and David and Millicent and all the others, O God, who are on their bed of affliction. Help them, O God, and comfort them and let them know that they are not alone. Keep them, God. They are in your care. And then, Lord, we ask you just to sustain us. Provide all that we need, all the courage, all of the faith, all of the love, all of the joy and hope that we need, that we may be your witnesses every day. And then, Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your keeping power. Thank you for watching over us and caring for us. Thank you for the blessings you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for delivering us from sickness and pain. Thank you for keeping us and sustaining us in times of hardship. Thank you. We praise your holy and divine name for all that you have done. For it is indeed in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. And our soul says, Amen. And now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. And the people of God said, Amen, amen, amen.